services in here.
Yeah, done. Bean's got it. I specialize in courtesy amendments. That's what I do, my best work.
All right, if we could have a, everybody have a seat, and we're going to get started here. Let's give a second for everybody to get settled. Perfect. Okay, let's take our time, and everybody just get settled, and then we'll start things up.
I'm not sure whose it is.
I know, that's your, what is it? That's your place.
I know.
All right. Okay, good afternoon. The Committee on Regulated Industries will now come to order. Lynn, please call the roll.
Chairman Bradley?
Here.
Vice Chair Margolis?
Here.
Senator Abruzzo?
Here.
Senator Bean?
Here.
Senator Brannon?
Here.
Senator Diaz-Lapartia?
Here.
Senator Flores? Senator Latvala? Senator Negron? Senator Richter?
Here.
Senator Sachs?
Here.
Senator Stargell?
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Lynn. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wish to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Senators, we're going to move to tab two. We have one of our colleagues who needs to get to another hearing, which we understand. So we're going to take up tab two, SB 578. This is a public records exemption, Florida State Boxing Commission. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Committee. Senate Bill 578 is a glitch fix that adds the word promoter to the public record exemption. The purpose of this is because UFC is filming The Ultimate Fighter in our state, and we want to protect the results of those fights until the series airs. That is the bill.
Are there any questions on the bill? Any questions? Senator Flores.
Thank you. Will you be on this TV show? Sounds quite interesting.
The question is, Senator Hudson, are you a participant in UFC?
No, sir, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the question. I gave up sports after college.
All right.
I have a question.
Mr. Chair.
You need follow-up. Yes. Well, no, we have a Senator Sachs.
No, I'm good.
No, we'll go back and forth.
Senator Sachs has some questions about
we'll go back and forth.
I do too, Mr. Chair.
Athletic prowess.
Thank you. Thank you. Senator Hudson, is it true that you were a boxer at some point?
I think she offered it.
No, right?
He does.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. No, I did football and ran track in college.
All right. Senator Hudson still being hazed a year after being elected.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Brannon, you're recognized.
I was just wondering, is this your first bill?
Yeah, I think it's his first bill.
I believe it's like my ninth bill now and first in this committee.
Yes, you recognize Senator Flores.
We haven't had a freshman in so long.
That's true.
You know, I mean, we had a whole 2 years where we didn't.
Since 2012, yeah, we've only had one seat change. And so Senator Hudson has had to endure slings and arrows now for a good part of a year.
I can't wait for
we got nothing else. I mean,
I can't wait for November 2016.
We do. We need some fresh blood is what we need. To use a UFC analogy. All right. Anyone else have a question? We do have one amendment, and that is being offered, I believe, as a courtesy by Senator Flores. You are recognized to explain the amendment, Senator Hudson.
Thank you, Chair. This is a technical amendment that mirrors the House language.
Questions that is amendment 453-432. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none. Any appearance forms on the amendment? On the amendment. Okay, any debate on the amendment? I don't see any debate. Senator Hudson, having waived his close, all in favor of the amendment say aye. Aye. No opposed. Amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Yes. Senator Stargell.
So I want to get this straight. This is a glitch bill with a technical amendment.
That is correct.
This is a glitch bill with a technical amendment. You are correct, Senator Stargell. That sums it up. Any other questions on the bill as amended? I do have some appearance cards, one appearance card. Brian Pitts, trustee, Justice to Jesus, who may not consider this to be a technical amendment. or a glitch bill?
We're going to find out.
We wait with bated breath. We're on the boxing.
Is it? Yeah, okay. I don't know. I can't hear myself. I looked at it, and this is a glitch bill. I said, maybe, okay, but the amendment didn't change anything dramatically. It just says all proprietary business of the promoters through the Boxing Commission is now handoff. But that, as staff makes very clear, is an expansion of an existing exemption. With that, it's not just you re-adopting something 3-4 years ago where that's where they got the first. Of course, staff Nelson brings it up on pages 4 through 5. Think y'all just gave them an exemption that has not expired yet. Now they coming back and says, okay, we didn't get everything we want. Now we're going to do a full sweep of everything. You know, bit by bit, get something. They know the process, and that's how you say when you want to try to get something difficult done. Because, see, originally this bill had a difficulty getting done the first time before 2014. Nevertheless, this bill has never fulfilled the requirements of Chapter 119, which your staff brings up again on page 3 and page 5. And under that, it talks about the criteria that's needed for an original exemption and then for a expanded exemption, which that's what this is. And I read it. The bill expands public expenses records to include all proprietary confidential business information provided by the promoter to the commission by deleting the provision exemption. Exemption applies to promoters' written report required to be. That requires an investigation under Chapter 119, as staff provides. Ain't did it. The first one wasn't done. Well, you have opportunity to do it again. And I'm saying the joking and everything, but again, what's the secret? This is supposed to be an open state. What they got to hide? Okay, he mentioned one thing, then the promoter, okay, where is it? The promoter brings different, and the staff tried to help you out to kind of say that they ain't fulfilling the requirement for 119. On page 5, it gives bill proponent. And it mentions this incident, which the sponsor brought up. But that doesn't fulfill the full requirements of Chapter 119, so you could say, okay, there's no other way. Yeah, we see the reason and severity of why it needs to be confidential. We see the fear or the issue of the information that may be stolen or may be compromised by competitors and competent. Of course, I don't need to do this. You can read yourself to see what's required for an exemption or an expansion of exemption, which this is. Now, that's not what I said. I'm reading from your own staff analysis. So they've looked at it. It hasn't been done. Nor has the proponent done it. So why are you giving exemption, blocking the people? Yes, even competitors may request it from the Boxing Commission. And they have not fulfilled the requirements of 119. But y'all do it all the time. Okay. Soon nothing won't be open to the people.
Thank you very much, though.
All right. Any other appearance cards? Back on the bill. Is there any debate? Senator Brannon.
So I'm not exactly sure after listening to Brian Pitts what this bill does. I thought it was a good bill before, but now I'm worried. I think you're trying to hide something.
He's suspect of UFC.
Exactly. You know, I thought Ronda Rousey won the fight, but now you're telling me that Holly Holm maybe won it and you're hiding it. I don't know, but you're going to do what you want to do.
That was good.
That was really good.
You nailed it. You nailed it. All right. We are having a good time today. And in all seriousness, Senator Hudson, does this go too far? I guess that's the general. I mean, we take these things very seriously. We're an open state. Does this overreach?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for the question. I do not believe it does. What we're trying to hide or keep away from the public is if UFC has a fight today, filming for Ultimate Fighter, and that fight has a winner-loser, that goes to the Boxing Commission today or tomorrow after the fight. That film may not air for another 4 weeks, 5 weeks. So we don't want to give up this information to the public until it actually airs live, which is why we're trying to do this.
All right. Great. Okay. Any debate? You're recognized to close.
Wait, close, Mr. Chair.
Lynn, please call the roll on CS, or is this a CS?
Yes,
yes it is, because it was amended. CS for SB 578.
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Negron? Senator Richter?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Chairman Bradley?
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 578 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Committee.
Thank you.
Amy from Senator Hayes' office.
What's that?
Amy from Senator Hayes' office.
Right. Okay, and I just want to make a note that Senator Negron is excused and has entered a letter to that effect into the record. Okay, we're going to move to tab 1, SB 394. Amy Nicotra?
Nicotra.
Is with Senator Alan Hayes' office. She's his legislative assistant, and she is recognized to explain SB 394, a bill titled Unlicensed Activity Fees.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to present this bill on behalf of Senator Hayes. Senate Bill 394 creates an unlicensed activity fee holiday for those professions licensed under DBPR that have an inflated account balance. This fee holiday will put over $3 million back into the pockets of our licensed professionals and back into Florida's economy. The holiday only applies to those professions who have an excess balance in their account. So if at the beginning of the licensure renewal, the account balance is more than twice the expenditures for unlicensed activity enforcement in the previous two fiscal years, then it would apply to those accounts. Based on historical data, it is estimated that 8 of the 22 professions which currently pay the fee would be eligible for the fee holiday. It is our hope that this fee break will create an incentive for more self-regulating and create a reward system for those professions who are doing this right. This fee waiver does not apply to any profession who has a current deficit in their account or a projected deficit in the next 5 years. Should activity shift in the future, the professions who get the fee break today would resume payment if their account reflects a change in activity. Thank you.
Are there any questions on the bill? Senator Sachs, you're recognized.
Thank you, so, and thank you for presenting the bill, Senator Hayes. The I don't understand the concept that if a profession is not doing well and they have a deficit, they still have to pay the fee. Is that true?
Yes. So, to my understanding, and do you have DBPR here to
it is
to
good
fulfill
that we have DBPR. I
yes, ma'am. I'll go ahead and allow him to. I'm okay. Not 100%
right.
Sure.
Hold on a second.
I can do my best to answer, and then...
Why don't you take a shot at
it? No, allow me to speak on your behalf. You do not have to answer the question. You should answer the question.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you... Seriously.
Yes.
It would be good to get professional advice here, too. But do you know if... It's a simple question.
Yes.
If a business is not doing well, and they don't have any money... Do they are they excused from having to pay this administrative fee?
So what the fee actually does is it goes towards investigating the scrupulous activity, and so that's why those accounts that are in deficit, that's why that fee is needed for those accounts so that it can continue to gain momentum and provide the appropriate funds for those activities. However, this bill only goes towards the accounts that are in the positive.
Okay. Thank you, Amy. I'm going to ask David if you could, Amy, if you could step
yes.
and allow David to come up for a second. Thank you for being here today. David Micah is the Director of Legislative Affairs.
I'm actually Drew Winters, Deputy Division Director with the Division of Professions.
Okay, I don't have your, you're going to need to, we'll get one. Okay, and what is your title?
I am the Deputy Division Director with the Division of Professions. We're the division of DBPR that houses the agency boards that are of the 455 professions.
Okay. You heard Senator Sachs's question. Could you answer it, please?
Yes. Senator Sachs, the answer to your question is that the, as Amy indicated, is that this fee is used to use do enforcement activities to protect the profession. The profession itself pays this unlicensed activity fee in to ensure that their profession is adequately protected from unlicensed activity in those individuals. The account balance itself, if it is not sufficient to take care of two fiscal years plus double that, then they continue to pay in so they can continue their efforts. This is only aimed at those professions that have paid in so much money that their account balance is more than they'll need for at least four fiscal years, so that they can stop paying that in this interim to allow that account balance to come back down to where it's more manageable. It's only to ensure that they've got they're not building up an excess.
If I could follow through, is this idea, did it come from your department? Is this something that is favorable to the Department of DPPR?
This is favorable to the department.
All right. And it's going to take, if I could, Mr. Chairman, one last question. There's going to be a fiscal impact, I would imagine, to the department as a result of this, if it passes, sir, and what would that be?
Rick, I'll ask to respond. Yes. There will be a fiscal impact, which we've identified in the analysis. There will be, going forward, as we expend money, we will not be collecting that fee during the renewal cycles. However, the mechanics of this just simply allows the account balance to come down. Once the account balance reaches the point that it is not sufficient for the unlicensed activity fees for two fiscal years, double that, then the account would begin to collect it again. So it basically just allows us to ensure that an excess does not create itself, which we've seen in eight of the professions as previously noted.
So basically there is a physical impact, but it should not have a negative effect on your ability to regulate.
It will not have any impact on the department's ability to regulate.
Fair enough. All right. Does that answer your question, Senator Sachs? Anybody else at this time? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There was another. Yeah, but he hasn't talked yet. So, Mr. Micah, were you just here for information purposes?
Yes, sir.
And you wave and support the department on behalf of the department?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jennifer Green, Florida Institute of CPAs. We are going through our appearance cards right now, and Ms. Green, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Jennifer Green representing the Florida Institute of CPAs. The CPAs are regulated by a separate division at DBPR, the Division of Certified Public Accounting, and as you can imagine, they're very, very cautious of how their funds have been spent or are being spent. This statutory requirement of the $5 license fees that go into the Unlicensed Activity Fund since 1992 has utilized the funds to basically fund basic public service announcements. And if you're up at 3 in the morning during tax season, you might see one of them run. They're pretty archaic. But the goal, at least with this profession, was to ensure that before an individual, a citizen of the state, hires a professional, and particularly in this profession, that the individual have a license and that they understand if they hire someone who's licensed that they have the ability to file a complaint with the department and there is discipline that follows. The FICPA does not get any of these license fees. Since 92, early on, we actually assisted in defraying the cost of the public service announcement so that 100% of the $5 of each license fee could be used to actually air the ads on TV, cable, and on the radio. We strongly support the protection of license fees and what they're, you know, collected and used for. We, again, want to ensure that individuals know ahead of time. Unfortunately, the license fees last year, their unlicensed activity funds were vetoed, but we hope to be able to work with the department and with the governor's office to ensure that individuals are informed in using a professional.
All right. Does anybody have any questions for the CPAs? All right. Thank you, Ms. Green. Anyone else wanting to offer public testimony on SB 394? Seeing none, are there any further questions on the bill? I wanted to make sure I gave everybody a chance to ask any more questions. I kind of jumped into appearance form time. Okay. Don't see any. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Ms. Nakatra, you are recognized to close.
I waive my close. Thank you, Mr.
Sure.
Chairman.
Sure. Lynn, would you please call the roll on SB 394?
Senator Abruzzo.
Yes.
Senator Bean.
Yes.
Senator Brennan.
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla.
Yes.
Senator Flores? Yes. Senator Latvala? Yes. Senator Negron? Senator Richter? Yes. Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Margolis? Yes. Chairman Bradley?
Yes, and Senators, by your vote, SB 394 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Senators, I wanted to briefly take the time to introduce our OPS person for this year, Lindsay Burgos. Hi, Lindsay. How are you? She's a law student at FSU and was an undergraduate at the University of Florida. Welcome. All right. Senators, tab three includes documents associated with the appointment process for the Secretary of Business and Professional Regulation. The governor has offered for our consideration Kenneth E. Lawson. He is the current acting secretary and is subject to confirmation by the Senate. Secretary Lawson, it's great to have you with us today. Would you please come forward, sir? Please raise your right hand to be sworn in as a witness. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Secretary Lawson, you're recognized to address to the committee if you have any opening comments.
I have brief remarks, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee members. It's been my honor to serve the governor, you, my 1,600 employees, and our 1.4 million licensees for the last 4.5 years. It's been an honor to ensure that we regulate fairly and that we take as amount of time necessary to get people to work without getting their way. Because our last 4.5 years, it's taken us on average less than 3 days to get someone a professional license, and I'm really proud of that. In addition, we bring $2.4 billion to the general revenue, and that's by virtue of my people working hard and caring about our licensees. And with that, I hope that you will reconfirm me as secretary. It's been an honor and privilege to serve the people of Florida. I hope to do it again during this governor's second term. Mr. Chairman.
All right. Are there any questions for Secretary Lawson? Anyone?
I have a motion.
Let's make sure there's no questions first, President, Madam President.
Sure.
Do you have a question?
I just have a statement after the question.
Okay. I see no questions, but Senator Sachs would like to offer a statement. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. I would urge my colleagues to confirm Senator Lawson.
I'll take that.
I want to switch places. We need some new blood here anyways. Secretary Lawson.
Yes, ma'am.
You have been so responsive to many folks in my community, and I know that for a fact. You have also, you and your staff, have been extremely responsive to coming to my office personally and discussing some pretty tough issues.
Yes, ma'am.
Complex issues dealing with condominiums and HOAs and other issues under your purview, and you have always been one responsive, which is to me a big deal in government, and two, very fair, and three, very knowledgeable. So I would urge my colleagues to vote for this reconfirmation.
Thank you,
all right. Are there any other questions or comments regarding the consideration of the confirmation of Secretary Lawson? Anyone?
Yeah, I'd like to second.
Okay, so.
Second the recommendation and move that Senator Ken Lawson, or Senator.
Secretary?
See, I'm twice. When you grow up, you might be a senator.
Right. Yeah.
I'll take secretary for right now.
I know. You get paid a lot more than we do.
Okay. Well, what I hear is a motion from President Margolis to recommend confirmation of Kenneth Lawson as the Secretary of the Department of Business and Professional
Regulation.
And Secretary Lawson, before we vote, do you have any closing remarks you'd like to make for the committee?
Just thank you for allowing me to serve.
All right. Lynn, please call the roll on Senator Margolis's motion.
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Partilla?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Negron, Senator Richter, yes. Senator Sachs, yes. Senator Stargell, yes. Senator Margolis, yes. Chairman Bradley.
Yes, by your vote, the confirmation of Secretary Lawson is recommended favorably.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. Do we have any other further business?
Yes.
All right. Any further business to come before the Regulated Industries Committee today? Seeing none, Senator Brainin moves, we rise. Meeting adjourned.
It's been a busy week, hasn't it?